Between Russia and NATO again, as Russian President Vladimir Putin raises serious concerns about the threat of military alliance posing to his country.
It's necessary to create a modern and non-aligned system of collective security. Russia is ready to discuss this important issue and has already declared its readiness to be involved in this dialogue. But now, just as it was at the beginning of the World War II, we do not see a positive reaction in response. NATO is strengthening its aggressive rhetoric and its aggressive actions near our borders. In these conditions, we need to pay a special attention to the Russian defense capacity.
Putin spoke on NATO in light of the recent training exercises in Eastern Europe. The military alliance has announced that it will deploy 4 battalions to Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland to counter Russia ahead of its landmark summit in Warsaw next month. The Kremlin has clearly declared staunch opposition against NATO expansionism in the region. Relations between Moscow and the West have been on the edge ever since Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimea in 2014. John Stepling is author and playwright, joining us from Prague. So we're looking at this slow train that's been gaining its momentum between NATO and Russia. What is the end going to look like? Because at one point, Putin said anyone would be crazy to try to confront NATO.
Well, I think it's very hard to know what is happening behind the scenes with all of this. Syria is certainly a huge part of this discussion, if not the key part, and Ukraine. I suspect that the U.S. reneged in some way on a deal they had with Russia. The goal is to remove Assad, break up Syria, much as former Yugoslavia was broken up, into small dependent client states, invite foreign capital in. The Kurds would probably be the new Kosovars in some way. So in a sense, Putin has betrayed Syria, but why, I'm not entirely sure. Whatever the deal was, it may have been for the U.S. to rein in aggression in Ukraine, I don't know. And I don't think anybody can know right now from the outside looking at it. But, you know, the U.S. goal is removal of Assad and breaking up Syria. The NATO part, I mean, I think it was 1991 that Russia was promised NATO would expand no further east. And that promise was immediately broken, and it had done nothing except expand east. And now you have governments, administrations in places like Poland that are just extreme fanatic right-wing kind of talking heads, puppets for U.S. State Department. So the rhetoric is all of the rhetoric coming from those places is really coming from the U.S. But again, I think Putin's rhetoric, U.S. rhetoric is just that. What is really going on, I suspect, and it's just a guess, has to do with Syria and what they want. But you see with the new constitution that was proposed for Syria, means anything socialist and essentially, it was to invite in Western capital, Western business. And what the final result of all of this will be, I think, unfortunately, will be the removal of Assad and exactly what the U.S. wants. And you have to remember, it's also election season in the United States. So some of this is some of the rhetoric is election rhetoric.
Right. Thank you for that. John Stepling, author and playwright from Prague.